to me, each album, each recording, I think reflects on a part of my dad's life. Like, both my aunts sing during that time period. They sang. They also knew John Coltrane. My mother, Aisha, was also a part of that. They also were in my grandmother's house, my mom's mom on Van Pelt Street. So they got together. All those musicians got together there because my grandmother also sang and played piano. So we pretty much had between my dad's side and my mom's side, had a complete musical household. And those musicians would gather there, and then that's how they all met each other. That's why he holds Philadelphia so close to his heart, because during that time, that camaraderie, that relationship between the musicians developed sort of in a spiritual way too. When my parents actually transitioned from Philadelphia to New York, my mom and dad started a new life. My parents were deeply spiritual people, very much believers in the supreme beings, the higher power. And that spirituality reflected into the music. If you look at a lot of the titles my dad did, even like back then, like Hope, that music was drawn out of a spiritual being or spiritual part of their lives. When he actually then created his family, my parents had their kids, that reflected in another part of my dad's music. That gave another concept and idea to the music. Fly With the Wind, Inner Voices, especially those albums during the Milestone era, they really, really had a deep spiritual meaning to them. During that time period between like the late 60s and 70s, that whole era, even for jazz as a whole, was very deeply spiritual. You notice most people got into a lot of Eastern religions and the spiritual being in general. And that reflects, again, like I said, in the music.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.